Oh, well, it is always a good morning on the Morning Blend when our friend Dina Marie gets to join us. Dina Marie has a great project that all of us can listen to, and she's joining me today to fill you in on Faith Moments with Dina Marie. Dina Marie, thanks so much for joining us today.
Well, good morning, Brenda, and good morning, Modern Day listeners. It's always a pleasure, and it's always a joy to share on Catholic Radio, so thanks for this opportunity.
Dina Marie, I must say, every time we get an opportunity to talk, you are working with Our Lady of Peace. You are working on a new Bible study. You are doing a class at another church, and now you're doing a podcast. Kind of tell our listeners a little bit about why you decided now was the time to start this program.
Well, Brenda, you know, actually when COVID first hit, I started to do some different videos and some YouTube videos on different things of the faith. And I talked with Pat Ryan and he said, you know, you should be considering doing a podcast. And I'd put that into my back of my mind and had been praying about it. And it's really been over a year. And just in the last couple of months, I thought, OK, Lord, what would you like me to do? What would you like me to do to help to continue to use this voice and to really share what you think the people need to hear? And I just kept thinking about scripture, and I just keep getting drawn closer and closer to daily readings, and just really, I love to see how each day of the week, the scriptures lead into one another as we hear the Old Testament and the gospel, and just to go from Sunday to Sunday, and I thought, okay, let's focus on what's the most important scriptures we hear of the week. That's the Sunday readings. The Old Testament, we hear a beautiful psalm, usually a letter from St. Paul, and then we have, of course, the gospel, and I thought, okay, if this is important to me, I'm assuming it's going to be important to our listeners as well. Mm-hmm. So I started to just really listen to not only the mass that I attend on a weekly basis, but I've got a couple other churches that I listen to on live stream. Thanks be to God, we still have the access to different churches through live streaming and listening to homilies, listening to the word, and then sharing that through a podcast on a weekly basis. So when I called up Pat and said, hey, I want to record these, I'm going to put them on YouTube as a video, but also there's an audio version I can send out through podcast, he said, hey, let's work on that through Mater Dei Radio. So I'm grateful for your willingness to share this on a weekly basis. And my promise to you and a promise to myself, and number one, promise to the Lord, is that every week I want to just really absorb those Sunday readings and then be able to share those reflections through a podcast every week. So typically I'm recording these about 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon on a Sunday. I'll post those out on the YouTube page, but also they're available through Modern Day Radio and their amazing podcast that you're making available through this radio station.
I encourage all of our listeners to definitely check it out. They are Faith Moments with Dina Marie. Dina Marie is joining us today to give you a little bit of insight and details on what you're going to hear. So Dina Marie, it looks like these are about anywhere from 25 to 30 mm-hmm. minutes. And I must say, you picked a great time to start this because we're in ordinary times.
Yes.
But there's nothing very ordinary about it. Kind of share with our listeners what is wonderful about these ordinal weeks of the gospel readings.
Well, if people have been listening for the last few weeks, I know we hear from the prophets, and there's certain times of the year where we're hearing what the prophets are saying. And I've really been reflecting about these prophets who have this amazing connection with God, who's giving them a message to take to the people. Usually they're not well accepted. Usually they're pretty much ridiculed or persecuted, and they're even thrown out of their own towns. And so we hear, you know, from the Amoses and the Jeremiahs, and we go down the list of the prophets of the Old Testament. But I look at, am I a prophet in my own day? Do I try to share the truth? And maybe that truth isn't accepted out in the world. And what is the strength that I need? Well, it's the strength of God. And to know that it's not my truth, I want to look to God's truth when I'm sharing what I believe. And the prophets, what I learned from the prophets, and I hope that we share through things like Faith Moments, is that the prophets are always sharing what God tells them. They're not going out to share their own wisdom, but they're really listening to God. They're being obedient, even in times of difficulty and trial. And I think we as Christians, time in and time again, we are under persecution, we're under scrutiny, but if we always stay true to the truth, I think that's what the apostles did too, as we learn in the gospel readings. So that's why I really love this Sunday readings, as we hear from that Old Testament, and a lot of times it's wisdom from the from those prophets, but also we hear the wisdom of St. Paul. I love his letters, and we get a lot of that in ordinary time. And then, of course, the Gospels. And right now, well, we've been hearing from Mark, and we're going to hear from Matthew, I think, in a little bit, if I remember my readings right, of just these miracles of Jesus and the authority of Jesus and the healing power of Jesus. Those are some of the things that I really want to share with people, to have people really reflect deeper, is, you know, listen to the Word of God, speak the Word of God, follow the Word of God, that the Word of God is truly, as our friend Sister Ann Shield says, food for the journey. That is the Word of God.
Oh, well, they are Faith Moments with Dina Marie. It's a new podcast you're going to find on the Mater Dei Radio webpage. And Dina Marie is joining us today to tell you a little bit more about it. Dina Marie, we know when we are doing ministry, when we have the blessed opportunity to be on the air, we try to be a gift and a blessing to those that will listen to it. And yet, so often, almost every time, those blessings turn back to us and we ourselves get so much more out of it. For you, what it has been like for these last few weeks, what are you receiving back as graces as part of what you're doing in this podcast?
I'll tell you one little story, Brenda, that just was an affirmation. And on Sundays, I'll go to Immaculate Heart of Mary Church, which is in Kelso. We have two Catholic churches where I live, one in Longview and one in Kelso. But as I was really discerning and really praying about doing this type of a project, I wasn't sure what the project was going to be. I was just really conversing with God. Where do you want to lead me in doing something? And when I decided to do the podcast, and I sent out an email to a lot of people to say, hey, I'd love for you to listen to this, to watch it on YouTube. And when Pat Ryan was just really giving me the thumbs up to go forward, I got a confirmation from a parishioner at the parish who said, you know, Dina Marie, I was watching you. I was watching you pray at Mass. I had no idea that this was happening. And I just got a sense that you were on a mission. And this seems like confirmation that the Lord is working with you with sacred scripture. And that was totally unsolicited. This was somebody out from the pews who made this observation. And I thought, okay, I'm going to keep moving forward on this project. So I just, that was a little bit of a confirmation that, you know, when we step out on faith, when we step out where we don't really know where we're going, that we just have to trust in the Lord. And if it's founded upon the Lord, on the truth and the beauty and the good of God, then we're on the right track. You know, we're on the right track, and God will give us those little affirmations, those little encouragements along the way. And that little affirmation from one of my parishioners to say, I could see something was going on. Now, is that the Holy Spirit? I don't know. But it was an affirmation that, yes, I'm doing something to serve the Lord, to bring the word out to more and more people. And I pray that that blesses more and more people to want to go into sacred scripture and really listen to God's word.
Oh, absolutely. There are no coincidences. We know
right.
The hand of God and the Holy Spirit moves all of us. We are excited for your new podcast. Dina Marie, we've got a new digital media manager. She has got you all set up. So can you tell our listeners where they're going to find your podcast?
Well, I'm so excited for Sarah and her amazing talents here at Mater Dei Radio. She's been doing great things that I've been seeing. So the podcasts are obviously going to be at the materdeiradio.com website. You go right there and you'll be able to look at Faith Moments with Dina Marie. I also have my website, which is simply dinamarie.org. And on that homepage, one, you can get the Voice of the Shepherd, and you can get those podcasts as well as the new Faith Moments that you can listen to as a podcast and also get onto the YouTube, subscribe, and to see those videos as well. So whether it's materdeiradio.com, go there, dinamarie.org, go there, and continue to get into the Word of God every day.
Dina Marie, I think you are going to blow up the internet.
I'm excited about it. Thank you, Brenda.
Thank you so very much for your time today. And again, that is Dina Marie Hale. The name of her podcast is Faith Moments with Dina Marie. I will be sure to add a link to where you can find her webpage and all of her podcasts at Mater Dei Radio. So you can subscribe to her podcast so you'll always get it downloaded directly to your favorite podcast platform. You're going to find those links on the podcast of this interview at Mater Dei Radio.com.